hard to find in the morning papers. It's hard to find in the magazines. It doesn't matter what show you tune in. It's hard to find on TV screen, but it's on talk radio. Truth is on talk radio.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Second hour of the National Intel Report on this Friday, the 8th of June, 2007. And for the past hour, we've been talking with Darlene Fitzgerald, and I'm calling her whistleblower on steroids because she had a handle of one of the biggest drug operations, how they were shipping the drugs into this country, and she was stymied at any given turn. People she's been involved with are sitting in prison right now, not allowed to get out. There's no bond from them. They're risk of flight. We've heard this before in other federal cases. And I describe it in this way with these federal prosecutors. I've seen them do cases where they throw charges at people. It's almost as if they're throwing dirty diapers against the wall to see which one will stick. Now, I do have a suggestion, Darlene, before I get your responses to how do we short circuit business as usual and start getting down to the crux of the matter here. Has anybody considered grand juries, going directly to the grand juries? That would be... Go ahead.
What I was going to propose is something similar. 3 weeks ago, myself and many other whistleblowers testified before a congressional panel, and many of those people on that panel were also on the House Judiciary Committee. And what happened as a result of my story and several other whistleblower stories, that it became very clear to these people that, hey, these managers have way crossed the line into criminal acts. And what we're hoping to have happen and what there's interest in right now, even as we speak, is to have the House Judiciary Committee open up investigative hearings into these cases. And ours, of course, is one of them. One of the ways that you can help bring this about is simply either go to the website, Bordergate.net, and I've got it in bold red letters, House Judiciary Committee. You can click on there and fill out the form and demand that the Bordergate Darlene Fitzgerald case be investigated. Also, you can call the House Judiciary Committee at the following phone number, 202-225-3951. 202-225-3951, and use your own words, but also please, you know, include, because they're familiar with this case, demand or ask that the Bordergate case, Darlene Fitzgerald Bordergate case, be investigated.
All right, Darlene, you still there? Funny, her line was just cut. Reestablish the communication link here. Isn't that amazing? Mr. Devine, are you still there?
Yes, I am.
Now, that was a little strange that she's out there giving a phone number how to take direct action. And Tom, I hope you appreciate what I'm saying here, because you're a lawyer. You've been inside of how many courtrooms? You see how the system is run. You see how criminals are protected, how they're never brought really to public view. Pressure, there's not enough information out there being covered that people would get upset about this. Today they're upset about some rich bimbo of the Hilton legacy here that's getting a little rash and can't spend her time in jail. They're eating up numerous hours on stories like this. But you, sir, you have been inside these courtrooms. You have seen how this goes. And I, my strong suggestion, because they have really no control. You want to see a bunch of white-knuckled lawyers, prosecutors, judges, you name it. Bring these up in front of grand juries where they do not have the power to stop it. And we might start getting some of these cases heard and publicly. All right, we're up against the break. Tom and Darlene, I understand we have you back. Everybody hang on. We'll take this short break. We'll be right back.
Attention gardeners. If you've ever wanted to grow the absolute best tasting fruits and vegetables imaginable, well, here's exciting news. There's a new product called ProtoGrow, and it's dynamite in the garden. ProtoGrow is a bioactive superfood for plants. It works by providing true broad spectrum nutrition, allowing plants to achieve their full genetic expression. So what does this mean in the garden? It means mouth-watering fruits and vegetables, brilliantly colored flowers, herbs that finally grow to medicinal strength, blue ribbon garden produce jam-packed with bioavailable minerals and trace elements, giant pumpkins, even high-potency Hybrix wheatgrass. ProtoGrow is a proprietary blend of full-spectrum nutrients from the sea. It literally contains the basic building blocks of life itself. In fact, ProtoGrow is so effective at producing rapid plant growth in record time that it almost forces plants to grow even under the worst light and soil conditions. To grow tasty fruits and vegetables right now, go to growlikecrazy.com or call 877-327-0365.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
We are back, and so is Darlene Fitzgerald. Isn't that strange? Everything is in good working order on her end. When she starts to put out the House Judiciary number, all of a sudden, her telephone goes dead.
Yeah. By the way, that's the second time that's happened, right at that spot. 2 days ago, I was on another radio show, and I swear the exact same thing happened.
Well, I mean...
Right as I was giving out the House Judiciary number, so
yeah.
Let me rattle it off real fast again before they zap me again. It's
I'll tell you what, we'll just keep looping it. I don't care if I have to loop it for 60 minutes on this program. Give it out slowly, but please give it out again.
It's 202-225-3951, and beg or demand, however you want it, for not only the Bordergate Darlene Fitzgerald case to be investigated, but some of these other ones that testified, 3 weeks ago, thanks to, again, to organizations like GAP, the Government Accountability Project, that made that possible for us to get our testimony on the record in front of these congressmen.
You know, forgive me for saying this, but we are being told by the Department of Homeland Security, Mr. Michael Chertoff, we are assured by our president, Mr. George W. Bush, that terrorism is the number one job of his administration now. We have taken all of these agencies, put them under DHS, and we have seen more bureaucratic bungling. And I'll give you a case in point. Try Hurricane Katrina, and I think that suffices. We have a government that is telling us on one hand and taking extraordinary measures down to the police officers in the streets of our cities as how they are supposed to conduct themselves. They're being constantly hyped up on possible terrorism and narco-terrorism. Again, folks, that is being plugged in the scenario because narco-terrorism could be funding terrorist organizations that want to do harm to the United States. In my personal opinion, it is all balderdash. I've seen enough false flag operations to know one when I see one. So while everybody's being hyped up and scared, the news media keeps pumping out the fear. We've got a White House and its agencies telling everybody to be very afraid, be paranoid, accept all the abuses that you out there as private citizens are suffering under right now, because this is what needs to take place to make us America safe. They have literally flushed, and you made references, Tom Devine, they have literally flushed the Constitution down the toilet with its protections for freedom and liberty of assemblage, of the right to privacy and due process. We are being run out on the proverbial gangplank while the gangsters are still filling their bank accounts with millions and billions of dollars. And more importantly, chewing up people like Darlene Fitzgerald and numerous other people that are inside these agencies that feel what they know exactly what they have to do and are stymied and stifled at any given point. I mean, this has gone beyond ridiculous. This is why
I think that Tom's bill, and I call it Tom's bill because Tom's leading the way trying to get this passed. Tom's bill, and also there's another bill called the No Fear Act 2 by the No Fear Coalition. I've been trying to help them get that passed too. These bills do that. The last bill that they had really did not have the teeth that it needed. This bill really, really does, and Tom can talk to that more than me, but it adds a lot more teeth to just what you said, the ability to investigate the wrongdoers, the ability to, you know, bring criminal charges against these managers and hold the managers more responsible. And I think this bill goes a lot further with a lot more teeth. And I'll let Tom go into that more. He knows more about it.
Go ahead, Tom.
It would basically give the United States the global best practices for protecting freedom of speech where it counts, which is challenging abuses of power that betray the public trust. And the theory of it's very simple. My mission in life is protecting people like Darlene, and it hurts horribly when they have these paper rights that are really, it's like false advertising, luring you into a trap.
Mm-hmm.
It's very, very clear what's the matter with the prior bills. They were enforced by bureaucratic boards that are threatened by whistleblowers. They're not going to have a real chance at justice until their rights are enforced by the citizens who benefit from government employees who serve as the public's eyes and ears and truthfully challenge corruption or abuses of powers. When that happens, their rights will be worth the paper they're written on. And that's the big breakthrough. We call it reaching the promised land for free speech rights. For the first time, and we've been trying for this for 28 years, and Congress is finally willing to let the free speech rights be enforced by jury trials. And that's what's in this legislation, and we're on the verge of getting it if we just push harder, don't ease up, and demand that the politicians follow through and finish what we started.
We need to have three-quarters of the Senate, because after the House passed it, George Bush announced publicly that he plans to veto this bill. So we have to have three-quarters of the Senate to override his veto.
Now, that does not surprise me. Mr. Bush is—he's juggling a lot of balls right now, trying to keep himself in the Oval Office. He's got Alberto Gonzalez that people were calling for this guy's resignation, and that's quietly slipped away. That's been 8 weeks now. We have a serious problem here because I know both of you know this. that especially when we're dealing with federal judges, I mean, I call it the good old boy network. Yesterday, you guys were preempted, and I had to reschedule you for today because one of our own talk show hosts, he and his wife, up in Plainfield, New Jersey, were literally under assault by at least 100 combined 100 federal agents. They had their little tanks out there. Snipers were already shooting at a few people. And they claimed, once the media starts sniffing around on this deal, and many people made calls in behalf of the Browns to the county sheriff that was just on vacation for those 2 days while this operation was supposed to take place, he's replaceable because he's not appointed. He's not a police chief. He's not anybody else. He is elected by the people. This guy ain't going to be around next term. I can guarantee you that. But here we have, under the guise of the IRS, and I don't want to go down the rabbit hole with you two on this issue because that's not what you're about, but we have proven beyond a shadow of a doubt about the IRS, its supposed laws, and we have seen case after case after case after case being fixed by federal judges instructing the jury and not allowing pertinent testimony to be read into the record, not having the attorneys do with it what they can in front of these juries. If that's the case, then there's no need for even the juries. Why don't we just bring up tribunals of judges so the fix can really be done? Why did they even bother with the pretense of this?
That's what happened to us. Our case was a landmark case. It was the first time in history that a sitting judge, a Superior Court judge, testified against the federal government. Our assistant United States attorney in the time frame that this all happened, she witnessed a lot of this corruption. Well, she became a Superior Court judge in Los Angeles, and she took the stand with us to testify about this. And repeatedly, a lot of the testimony where she was trying to say, yes, this is at the very least obstruction of justice. This should have been investigated criminally. Every time she tried to say that, you know, they said objection, and the judge sustained it, and sidebar, and she wasn't allowed to say those things. We were not allowed to talk about anything that even smacked of the corruption. That was not allowed in. However, during the course of this trial, and you can read this via the transcripts, the government was caught, absolutely caught, no gray area here. They were caught witness tampering, our witnesses. An attorney for U.S. Customs Service, regional counsel, her name was Mary Cupp, sent emails to our subpoenaed witnesses to a federal trial, threatening their jobs if they testified. We showed one of those emails to the judge, and you can read the transcript where, the jury didn't get to hear any of this, of course. But the judge, of course, blasts them. But where's the investigation? If you or I threatened a witness to a federal case, that's a felony. We would be sitting in jail right now. But nothing has happened about that. No investigation. And then we had several other witnesses that were verbally threatened by customs managers. And when they tried to testify to that on the stand, they were shut down and not allowed to say that they feared testifying today because they were threatened.
Well, it gets even worse. A number of the whistleblowers we've worked with, they were retaliated against, fired, put under criminal investigation for serving as expert witnesses in cases challenging government corruption. And the basis to put them under criminal investigation was that there's a statute that makes it a crime to be disloyal to the United States. And so by testifying honestly about corruption from our government, that was equated with being criminally disloyal to our country.
But Tom, my point is, my overriding point has been, and I've woven it through these past hour and 20 minutes, is that the phone calls are being made. What is attempting to be done here, and if the playing field was equal, then you guys would have a real shot. But it's being rigged. And there, I do not know who it is. You people would know better than I, or you may suspect who is blocking this and smoking them out by public outcry and hearings and maybe a couple of trials is not going to make these people go away. As Darlene said, one of the people involved in this deal, at least that she was in pretty close contact with, he was rewarded with a police chief in New York City. There's got to be a mechanism to smoke these people out and make them afraid to do these criminal actions against the people. We'll be right back.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously, live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
All right, employees, listen up. Our group health insurance premium just went up again. In fact, it's doubled in the last 4 years, and now we've been forced to try something new. So we're increasing the annual deductible from $500 to $2,500. Okay, cut the moaning. The good news is you'll all still only have to pay your regular $500 deductible. The company is installing a new health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA plan, that will pay up to $2,000 in benefits only to those employees who have deductible expenses. This new HRA plan is saving us a lot of money.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
How are you preparing ahead for the events in the future? In the near future, we know there will be those of us that will not be able to buy or sell. Stoves and More wants to help give you the freedom from the systems of the world and from skyrocketing fuel prices. Stoves and More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you an independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. These state-of-the-art cook stoves are nothing like Grandma's old stoves. They have large, airtight, efficient fireboxes that give you an all-night burn, easily heating up to 2,000 square feet. Whether or not you're off the grid, we have products for you from stoves to Staber washers and 12 and 24 volt refrigeration. At Stoves and More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. To the first 10 people who purchase a stove, we'll send a free copy of our newly released DVD, Getting Started with Wood Cook Stoves. Stoves and More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at www.stovesandmoreonline.com. That website again, stovesandmoreonline.com. Tom, let me ask you a question here, because you being a lawyer, and I am not, and I do not know procedure in these courts, is it possible to use a grand jury for the federal courts?
At this point, it's just not realistic, because the grand juries are controlled by the Justice Department prosecutors, who are basically the view whistleblowers as public enemy number one. They're at best wild cards, which are outside the government's control. And at worst, they may end up getting the government corruption in their sights. And the Justice Department's job is to protect the government.
Well, is this the Justice Department or just us and our protection of criminal racketeering?
It's pretty much been the Justice Department throughout the last 28 years. I've worked with about 4,000 whistleblowers since 1979, and consistently the primary obstacle to them getting anywhere is the Justice Department. They're the ones who defend the government in whistleblower retaliation lawsuits. They're the ones who lead the charge, whether the president is Republican or Democrat, against meaningful whistleblower protection laws. They're the ones who have been fighting us tooth and nail for the last 7 years on the latest attempt to learn from our lessons. But I don't think we should be too pessimistic. John, there is a magic word here. We don't really do legal cases at GAP because the laws stink. We do legal campaigns with our cases. Mm-hmm. And the magic word is solidarity. When we effectively play matchmaker between whistleblowers and the public whose trust has been betrayed through folks like yourself and every other institution that we can hook the whistleblowers up with, instead of a corrupt bureaucracy surrounding an isolated whistleblower, society ends up surrounding that corrupt bureaucracy.
See, we're both suffering under the same disease here, because I guarantee you, Darlene and Tom, and you know this as well as I, we don't have the commercial and corporate backing. If I were a Rush Limbaugh and had 600 radio stations and had you, Tom, and you, Darlene, on, there would be a public furor that they couldn't put out to save their souls. Then something may be done. The public ire would be raised to that point where you mentioned the coalition between the whistleblowers and the public out there. Well, the public's already pissed off about a lot of things. We have been betrayed at any given turn by this government. And I don't care if it's the Justice Department. I don't care if it's the Attorney General of the United States. I don't care if it's our own president. I don't care who it is. We have been, at any given turn, betrayed by this government that is supposed to follow the rule of law, that are supposed to follow the Constitution, not being nullified by codified law or UCC or statute law or anything else. The law is the law. The Constitution is the supreme law of the land. Mr. Devine, when we see the United States Supreme Court on issues of international law start saying that we've got to start looking at international law because we're going into this global corporation, thanks to the banks and the governments and the corporations, you think you're not getting justice now. You just wait a few years. If
well,
George
Bush...
Yeah, go ahead. So, I'm sorry, Darlene.
No, I'm sorry. I thought you were done.
No, no.
one of the things that I've learned along the way, and I learned this a lot from Tom, is this. When the lights are on, the rats run for cover. And what we're hoping to do is, by getting the Judiciary Committee to investigate this via open hearings in front of C-SPAN, God, and everybody, one of the things I've noticed is if you shine a light bright enough on something, then you get a larger response and a larger demand. And also, it would be nice to see just once to have these cats sitting in the seats. And they have to, just like Gonzalez was in front of the, you know, for the House Judiciary Committee,
right.
We need to have some of these corrupt managers sitting there being forced to answer these questions. They need to feel uncomfortable.
Yeah.
That has never been done, and that's why we hope that the House Judiciary Committee, and you guys can help by calling that number.
Well, I agree with you, because I'm going to tell you what. I've been doing this for 15 years, guys. And we have watched this country being popped inside out for, let me call it, as the founders put it, light and transient reasons. Tom Devine, you said it in the first hour, that, they're basically throwing the Constitution with the baby and the bathwater out the window here. In order for us to have protections in this country and for the criminals to be locked up, and I don't care if they're terrorists, narco-terrorists, I don't care if they're run-of-the-mill, I don't care criminal, it doesn't matter. A society that does not protect and maintain a clean judicial system allows the rats to keep feeding on the ship. They're not going to go anywhere. They're going to keep doing what they're going to do, but they're amassing more and more and more power and control. The citizens are the people that are suffering. We are suffering in so many different ways. It would take me 2 hours just to give you a brief outline of the suffering the American people are under right now.
But a surprising amount of good news, John. There was a Supreme Court justice a century ago who said, if corruption is a social disease, sunlight is the best disinfectant. And I should be probably one of the most cynical people in the country. I've spent the last 28 years learning about all the things the government doesn't want the public to know about.
Mm-hmm.
But it's really made me one of the most idealistic. And that's because the biggest lesson I've learned is in a free society, there is nothing more powerful than the truth.
I'll
give you.
Okay, hold on. We got a break here, Tom. We got a break here. Please pick that up when we get back. Callers, we'll open up the phone lines for the 20-minute segment here at 800-313-9443. Want to hear from you today. Or did you go to sleep after yesterday's excitement? We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits, no increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the Real Talk Radio Show.
By the way, Darlene, I wanted to make mention to you, you have us down as rbnlive.com, Darlene.
I have what?
You have us down as rbnlive.com. It's republicbroadcasting.org.
Oh, .org? Okay.
Yeah, if you can make...
Is that on my website?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, if you could make that change, I'd greatly appreciate it.
Okay, no problem.
All right. I agree, Tom, with what you're saying. In principle, I'm right there with you. And I understand the amount of years you put into this. But I could also understand your frustration because you have begun to personally know these people. You know their history. You know their backgrounds. You being a lawyer and doing what you need to do, you become intimately familiar with these people.
I'm up till 2 and 3 in the morning sometimes helping people to cope with the stress of taking what may be the most courageous act in their life and seeing their life just shattered. in every direction because they did the right thing.
We're talking about real people, real lives, real families. And it amazes me that people can be so cold and so callous. And Darlene, the one thing that gets me, and I want to get your personal flavor on this one, to see people within the U.S. Customs so corruptible, to see the people that, as you mentioned with the FBI, that you made these people aware of this. It was their specific job and duty for what you were asking them to do, and they did nothing. Until high enough up in this food chain, the phone call is made to tell these people, start doing your job or you're going to be fired. You're not going to be rewarded. You're not going to be shuffled off to Buffalo or wherever else. But, you know, you're going to lose your job. Inefficiency and waste in this government is at an all-time high. We all know that. But they have the money. They have the personnel not to solve all of the problems. And we can never expect that over a bloated bureaucracy. But there does not seem to be people that are in position to ride herd on this to make sure that people like yourself, people of your ilk that have come forward, and Tom just put it very eloquently, your lives are being shattered. You are not alone in this, Darlene, but there are not people that are as good as voicing yourself. You are very articulate. You are very, very good at what you do now. You're trying to help straighten this mess out. Not all of them out there have the abilities that you have. And they are suffering. They are being jailed. They are being harassed and intimidated. Their lives are literally being destroyed. And as a whole, the American people are suffering because of the inadequacies, the inefficiencies, the corruptions within this system. And you know, as I started to make the point here about a Rush Limbaugh, my God in heaven, Rush Limbaugh would never put this on the air because the phone call would come over to him saying, hey, look, you know, just get up there and be your Republican blowhard, your support for the Bush White House or whatever you're going to do. Stick to politics, my OxyContin friend. Otherwise, your contract's not going to be renewed. People are being intimidated. And what I see happening here, and it's starting to happen, guys, that people are feeling a certain amount of safety by coming out. And do we even have an idea, Tom or Darlene, if there was real effective mechanisms that we could start to straighten out the problems with this criminality inside of our own government, the amount of people have yet to even voice their opinion or make their cases known or their names known, if they were protected and they knew, and they wanted to. Obviously, they want to. Being a whistleblower, they see problems, they see inefficiencies, they see waste, they see corruption. They want to straighten this out, but they're being foiled at every given turn on this deal. And I'm just saying that yes, I agree with you. Having the public aware of this is one thing. Having the people that are in positions of power and responsibility to see that this takes place, that this system is run the way it's supposed to be run. We have more criminals, it seems, in more positions than anything else. And my greatest fear is that all of this work, everything that you're doing, and all great patriots across this country, because they love this country so much, because they believe it's a constitutional republic and not a democracy run by criminals, that a real arena, a real bright light needs to be shown that these people can come forth and their efforts and their words and everything is not being wasted, that they get the traction to get the job done.
John, we have come such a long way in the last 25 years that I've been working on this. When I first came to Gap, whistleblowers were viewed as kind of like either cooks or rats. Very seldom were they appreciated. A couple of years ago, we had the cover of Time magazine. The three persons of the year were three women whistleblowers. And the way people get picked for that is the people who are making a difference, who are changing the course of history. And increasingly, that's what's happening. Whistleblowers, although whoever is threatened by the truth is going to fight back like a wounded rat in a corner. And it's never going to change. It's timeless. It's going to be ugly. But they are getting the upper hand. Let me just give you a few examples from the last couple of years of whistleblowers who were like David beating Goliath. One was an FDA scientist who was threatened with criminal prosecution if he challenged the safety of Vioxx, the super painkiller that turned out to be a killer painkiller that had caused more than 50,000 Americans to die from unnecessary heart attacks. He blew the whistle in a Senate hearing, and within a month after that, the Merck Corporation had to withdraw Vioxx from the market, because even though it was making over $1 billion in profits a year, they're now facing $400 billion in liability from that. Another example, a couple weeks ago, Paul Wolfowitz, the chief liar behind the Iraq war and then the sanctimonious president of the World Bank on a global campaign against corruption, and pointing the finger particularly at Africa and Latin America. Thanks to whistleblowers at the World Bank who worked with our group, we were able to expose that he's more corrupt in his personal life than any of the countries that he was pointing the finger at. And Mr. High and Mighty had to resign after hanging on by his fingernails for about 6 weeks. The truth makes a difference. 2 years ago, a 24-year-old political appointee who lied about getting a college degree tried to gag NASA's chief scientist on global warming, Dr. James Hansen. We used the whistleblower law to defy that gag order. It ended up that the punk Politico had to resign when the truth was exposed about his record. And President Bush has been forced by the power of the truth in world opinion to make a policy shift and start saying that he's open and flexible about actually dealing with global warming instead of denying that it exists over and over again.
Well, yeah, but Tom, wait a minute. This audience out there is probably the best informed radio audience that you'll ever be in front of. And let me just stop here for a second to talk about this global warming thing. Look, we go in 90,000-year cycles of global cooling and global warming. And what they're doing is attributing this to human activity, and we are the major cause of it. Now, there's other variations out there, but almost overnight, 90% of the world scientists are saying now that human activity on this planet is the result of global warming, and this is going to be really costly and expensive into the future. Our very lives may hang in the balance. And I'm here to tell you, Tom, if you look at the world bodies that are going to be making a large dollar, I'll give you an example, the carbon tax. They're going to put already on gas prices in this country. It's not the availability of the crude. Hell, we got enough up in Anwar and Gull Island right now. If we started pumping it out and supplying it to refineries for 200 years at present consumption rate with no technological change, I'm just talking about the system the way it is, we could fuel America for the next 200 years. Why is that not being done? Because the companies, the oil companies out there, have not built a new refinery in this country since the 1970s. And we have the internal memos from a lot of these oil companies saying that they are going to reduce their capacity to supply petrol to the American people. It was a planned response. We reported that 3 years ago. All of a sudden, it hits the news 2 weeks ago. We knew this reason. But my point here is that all of a sudden, now it's global warming. And since we're heading into this world government, folks, and I've got to say this, of which Mr. Bush should be thrown out on his keister for treason against the American people and the Constitution. Yeah, well, he's gonna waffle a little bit. The very same people he gets his marching orders from, he's going to bend to the international will. Our problem here is our sovereignty, our liberty, our rule of law, without crawling into the North American Union, without going into the World Trade Organizations, without going into these world bodies. Be careful what we're asking for, because they're getting ready to give it to us.
The scientists, of course, aren't going to be able to control the political decisions that come out of it. I think the key role of whistleblowers, though, is they allow us to make informed choices about what's in our best interest. We don't just hear one side of the story from the people who have a monopoly of power. And that's why whistleblowers are the human factor, the Achilles heel of bureaucratic corruption.
Alrighty.
That's why we got to protect those folks.
All right. Folks, again, the judicial, the number that you gave out, Darlene, that twice when you put it out on the air on radio where you were cut off, please give that number again.
It's House Judiciary Committee, 202-225-3951. And you can leave a message. And the message, please state that you want the Bordergate case, Darlene Fitzgerald Bordergate case, investigated. And then hopefully not just this case, but they understand that that means cases like this, like the ones they heard a few weeks ago, to be investigated and an open forum and in front of, you know, in front of God and everybody in C-SPAN.
And I'll do a P.S. on that one. We need hearings on the pattern of trying to put whistleblowers in jail for committing the truth. Any of these other laws that we're working on, they're to keep the whistleblowers from getting fired. The Judiciary Committee is going to be the one that decides whether or not they can put in jail, even if they couldn't be fired.
I understand. And just a little victory note here. And I'm glad you came back, Tom, with the positives. You know, you've been working on this for 28 years, and you're starting to see a change take place.
Oh, John, it's just, I mean, it's. I would be dishonest if I didn't share with your listeners that when they've got the truth in their slingshot, whistleblowers beat Goliath over and over again. It's not just in the Bible. It's a reality if we make it that way.
All right.
I agree with that. I mean, I've been through a lot. My family's been through a lot, and I've seen, like, my fellow whistleblower going to jail. I mean, that's very hurtful, but he's sitting in jail right now, and you know, I've talked to him, to his family, and I've asked him, John, do you want me to just shut up? Because this is not just about my freedom now. It's about his freedom. And John, from a jail cell, saying, no, never shut up.
How long has John Carman been in jail?
8 weeks now, without bond.
Without bond because he's a flight risk.
Yeah, which is just the biggest joke imaginable anybody who, yeah.
Well, what is he going to do, go down and join the drug cartel in Mexico? What is the contention of these people denying him his bond?
I don't know. I have not been a part of the hearings. Of course, these type of hearings, when they go to sidebar with the judge, we are not allowed to hear what they have to say. It stems on a flight risk. I mean, that's what I'm being told so far, that they're holding him without bond. And it's just amazing to sit in a courtroom and watch, again, convicted illegal aliens get bond, and this guy is an American citizen, never been convicted of anything, and being held without bond. And it's not a coincidence that he was in the process of putting his book together that absolutely was going to shine a light on this whole case and even more burn and blow the whistle on the FBI. He has been a thorn in their side. He's got his own website, customscorruption.com, where anybody can anonymously, if they want, feel comfortable to go and put things, you know, have things added to his website, you know, blowing the whistle on the FBI and Customs and Department of Homeland Security on the corruption that exists. And he was very accessible because he was right there in San Diego, and it was very easy for them to, what I feel, is set him up and bring him up on trumped-up charges.
I understand.
Shut him up.
I understand. Well, Darlene Fitzgerald, I thank you so much. And again, let me put out the website. That is bordergate.net. And another website that you mentioned was Government Accountability Project. That is whistleblower.org. And we thank you so much for what you're doing, and I hope you get some traction on this. I hope I've helped this a little bit.
Oh, you sure have, John, and your listeners should just keep up with our website to see how they can keep helping.
All righty. All right. Thank you, Tom Devine. Thank you, Darlene Fitzgerald. And here's a long life, and hopefully we'll live long enough to see the works that we do come into fruition and make that change. Thank you both so much.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you for having me on.
All righty. Folks, we'll take a break here in just a couple of minutes. I wanted to say a few words. I was going to have these two scheduled out for yesterday, and then we had the Ed and Elaine Brown situation crop up, which I noticed by the numbers, and I don't know exactly why this is. I mean, I could speculate, but Yesterday, we broke all internet records for this network. Today, it's back to business as usual. And I'm wondering why that is. Did we just show up for the show to see the blood and the guts and to hear the gory little details and we fall back into the woodwork? Is that what we're here for? Is that what this network is providing? Paris Hilton on steroids? Yeah, you have to start to wonder what is motivating people. What is their real deal all about? Are they in for the penny, in for the pound? Or are they just sitting by and just watching the grand circus and not being involved? You know, I went downtown last night, and Alex Jones was there, Jack Blood was there, Michael Herzog was with me, and my wife went down with me. They were bullhorning. We went from Rick Perry's house, the governor's mansion, and walked over to the Omni Hotel where he was going to speak at a charity event for Dennis Quaid. Yeah, that's right, the movie star, and also part-time rock and roller. And I'm wondering if Dennis Quaid really knew what Rick Perry was all about, that he would even have Rick Perry's name attached to that event down there. But there was a good number of people that showed up last night. I would say maybe 150 people, but I don't know why there wasn't 1,000 people out there. Are we just too damn busy to get out there and feel our own oats and to take part? Because quite frankly, folks, it was depressing for me. Were you there? I was there. Where were you?
World War III? Rising fuel prices? Financial collapse? Trucker strike? North American Union? Our world has become a very fragile place, and we need to be prudent and plan ahead. Don't wait for an impending crisis to become reality. Then it will be too late. Stoves and More wants to help give you freedom from the systems of the world. If the grid is down and fossil fuels are not available to you, how would you heat your home, cook your food, and heat your water? People, we need to be more independent and able to take care of ourselves in a natural disaster, political crisis, or financial crisis. Stoves and More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you the independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. With the right application, you'll be able to use these stoves all year long, not just during the winter months. At Stoves and More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. Stoves and More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at stovesandmoreonline.com. Food, water, and a wood cook stove are keys to your survival in a crisis. Take action.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA, 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091.
Attention gardeners, if you've ever wanted to grow the absolute best tasting fruits and vegetables imaginable, well, here's exciting news. There's a new product called ProtoGrow, and it's dynamite in the garden. ProtoGrow is a bioactive superfood for plants. It works by providing true broad spectrum nutrition, allowing plants to achieve their full genetic expression. So what does this mean in the garden? It means mouth-watering fruits and vegetables, brilliantly colored flowers, herbs that finally grow to medicinal strength, blue ribbon garden produce jam-packed with bioavailable minerals and trace elements, giant pumpkins, even high-potency Hybrix wheatgrass. ProtoGrow is a proprietary blend of full-spectrum nutrients from the sea. It literally contains the basic building blocks of life itself. In fact, ProtoGrow is so effective at producing rapid plant growth in record time that it almost forces plants to grow even under the worst light and soil conditions. To grow tasty fruits and vegetables right now, go to growlikecrazy.com or call 877-327-0365.
it's a Friday, I can tell. Seriously, folks, I mean, it was very good. Let me be more positive, okay? Kush reba. Kush reba. I'm supposed to say that three times. Kush reba. Yes, there we go. Thank you, Michael Herzog, for teaching me that little one. Let me put a positive spin on this one. Yesterday, about 150 people showed up downtown from the governor's office. Then we went down to the Omni Hotel. Alex was in rare form. I swear he was not born with a baby rattle. He was born with a bullhorn. And I heard him on his program today. This guy was hoarse. He almost lost his voice. Jack Blood was down there. And many good people. Bill and Christine Veith. Dr. Bill showed up down there. And we had a pretty good little time. But it would have been better with about 10 times the amount of people. Because I'll tell you what, the people at the Omni were absolutely wigging out. The cops down there lied. Okay? They came across as being very nice and almost patronizing. But they lied. And the guy in charge down there lied, and they caught it on tape. He says, "I'll have you all arrested." And when asked by a reporter down there, you know, well, what's your response to that? And Alex says, he lied. And he got back in his face and he said, you know, you're despicable. You're a liar. And this has become their modus operandi, is to lie until they can't lie anymore, and then their superiors cover them up. You know, I mean, it's absolutely incredible. But we're all suffering under the same thing. Whether it affects you personally, today, right now, or tomorrow, does that matter to you that it's happening to other people like Ed Brown and Elaine that said, you know what, enough of this stuff. We refuse to live in this corrupt society. And they're not leaving. They're not jetting out of the country. They're not selling off their property. They're not running and hiding. They are making a stand. And they don't want the Second American Revolution. They don't want Cabrini Green, okay, to be their front yard. And if necessary, if and when they are attacked by these goons, they are going to die. They have said that. We don't want the Second American Revolution to start on our behalf. We have made a stand. We are doing this ourselves. They would like nothing better than a bunch of people to show up and ready to do battle. But that would get the best of the best wiped out, and it would be a waste. It would be a waste of human beings. Lives would be shattered, and the criminals would spin it to their end. They're all a bunch of terrorists. I mean, and up to, and the suggestion was made that it might be enough reason to maybe declare martial law. Now, you've seen what Bush has done. To bypass Congress in a state of national emergency, that he becomes the unequaled king, cutting out Congress altogether. Now, that is the Emergency War Powers Act on steroids. Okay, they have made provisions for continuity of government, but the king himself has just usurped and taken more power unto himself. Folks, we have to become involved. We have to become more vocal. We have to engage. Because every given day gone by, that we're not in their face, we're not expressing ourselves, we're not telling them that they're breaking the laws and that they are criminals, the more they take it as just a pass, and they'll continue to do it, continue to consolidate power. And one day, we're not going to be waking up in a free country. You're going to be waking up by the sounds of the jackbooted thugs kicking in your front door. That'll do it for us today. We'll be back with you Monday with another edition of the National Intel Report. Go across the street up there in Plainfield, New Jersey, and go get that brass.